Hello, good afternoon. Is this Jasmine Johnson?
Yes, this is she.
Hello, Ms. Johnson. My name is Angel, and we were calling you on behalf of Contour Mortgage about a credit inquiry that you did for a mortgage transaction, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, we
were calling you so we can provide you with our numbers. If it's okay with you, that way you can compare our numbers to your current offer. Would you like to hear our numbers real quick, Ms. Johnson?
Yeah.
Okay, give me one quick second so I can have the licensed agent on the line with us. Were you looking to purchase a house, cash out, or do something else, Ms. Johnson?
Cash out. I would have to take out a mortgage.
Okay, perfect. Let me go ahead and introduce you to the agent, okay?
Hello, this is James White.
Hello, Mr. James. My name is Angel, and I have Ms. Johnson on the line, and she would like to hear the numbers that Contour can put together for her. Can you take it from here?
Sure.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, you two are now connected. Have a good rest of the day.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Good afternoon. My name is James Weiss. I work for a company called Contour Mortgage. We do a great job helping people in all sorts of situations, buy houses, refinance, those kinds of things. And I'm definitely happy to get you some options.
Okay.
So can you give me an idea what you're trying to do? I don't have a lot of information about.
I don't know. I mean, I guess they, I don't know how the company got notified about me making an inquiry on my account with the home, but I'm looking to purchase a home, and I would have to take out a mortgage, a mortgage loan.
Sure. So I can explain how we got the information. When you have your credit run by another lender, the credit bureaus themselves give that information to other lenders so that they can help compete for your business and get you the best offer available. So that's how that happened. We got it straight from Experian. It's where we got the information from.
Okay.
So I have, like, your name. I have your phone number. I have an address of where you were living. But that's really it. I don't really have anything else. So do you have an idea
of what
information
property
you want to buy?
What information would you need, I guess, to compare numbers?
Well, I need to know what you're trying to buy, how much you're planning on putting down, things like that.
A single family home.
Okay.
And I probably am going to try to put down at least $20,000.
Okay. Are you planning on buying in, like, Plainsfield? That's the address that I have here, or is there somewhere else?
Or Union County, yeah.
You don't have a specific house in mind, though, right?
No, I don't.
Okay. Do you have a price range?
I don't. I mean, I have to look at the different homes because I know that, like, I need at least, like, a four-bedroom home and stuff like that, so I just would have to, like, look at things, but I don't have a, you know, that those could be different prices depending on the house and all of that stuff, so.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So did you get numbers from the other company yet, or like a pre-approval letter or anything?
Not yet. I actually had an appointment with them, so no.
Okay. Let's see what's available out there then. Because depending on what you're buying, it's the like all the terms are going to be different.
Of course, yeah.
You said four bedrooms?
Yes.
Multifamily. let's try this one first. So I found a property that I'm going to base this off of just because I need something.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like $300,000 and it has 5 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms. Looks like it's in okay shape. But I'm going to base it on that with the $300,000 purchase price, if that makes
mm-hmm.
sense. Okay. And you have, you said you have $20,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're planning on using for down payment and closing costs? Like, that's what you're planning on bringing closing all together?
Yeah, together, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Do you have an idea where your credit score is?
I have it up. I have Experian login, so give me 1 second.
Yeah, I'm just looking for approximate. It's not, doesn't have to be exact.
It's like in the 720s.
Oh, so it's really good. Okay, cool. Good. And you're a first-time home buyer, right?
Yes.
All right, so right now, if you're buying somewhere around Plainfield, it looks like the interest rates when you have a 720 credit score and you put at least 3% down, it looks like we're going to be close to 6% on that kind of loan.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what to expect. Your, mortgage payment itself would be around $1,735 a month. So I don't know if that's what you were expecting, but with taxes and insurance and everything.
I mean, it's less than what I'm paying right now in rent.
Right, but so that doesn't include the property taxes or the homeowner's insurance
right,
on the property
course.
Either, though. So when you add that right. stuff in, you're probably going to be close to $2,500 a month if
okay.
you buy a $300,000 property, because those things are pretty expensive
okay.
around us. So.
Okay. So, would you guys be able to, send me, that property just so I can see, what that kind of, size and all that stuff gives me?
Well, I mean, the real answer is that you kind of need a real estate agent to help you sort through the properties. I'm not licensed
okay.
to be sending people properties or anything like that. But we have people we work with in New Jersey all the time. And I also, I'm happy to write you a pre-approval letter and find a real estate agent for you to work with. That's easy.
Okay, so I don't want the pre-approval letter just yet, but I don't know if you guys have, any system where you can call me back within, 30 days to check in or
sure.
something like that.
Do you have a specific time, day? I'll put it in my calendar. I'll call you back whenever you want me to call
you
back.
I'm on maternity leave, so I'll be home
okay.
Within the next 30 days for sure.
So how soon do you want me to call
Sometime
you? Do you want me to call
month,
you 30 days
maybe?
From now? Next month. Okay,
yeah,
cool. Gotcha.
Yeah. All right.
Sounds good. I'll call you then.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, well, thank you. Good luck with your maternity leave, right?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. Well, enjoy that. And I know I just had a I have a 9-month-old right now. So we just
okay.
To,
my baby will be 5 months tomorrow.
Nice. Very cool. Well, hope you get some sleep, and I'll talk
yeah,
to you in about a month.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.